That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000?
So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call 888-987-8335.
And Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. If you're looking for the perfect gift for that special person in your life, look no further. Give the gift of healthy eating. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating gift certificates make the perfect gift for friends, family, and coworkers, starting at just $25. Give an entire week of healthy, delicious meals delivered to their door. Order your gift certificate today. Call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or go to seattlesutton.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you planning to purchase a new appliance this holiday season? Well, if you want to get the best price, choose from the best selection, and be assured of receiving your appliance selection before the holiday, then you should come to The Appliance Discounters. Unbelievable deals on all GE appliances just in time for the holiday. And for a limited time, you can receive a free GE Cafe dishwasher with the purchase of a GE Cafe refrigerator and cooking product. This will save you close to $1,000. Shop any of our 6 showrooms or online at TheApplianceDiscounters.com.
This holiday season, get family and friends a St. Louis Bread Company gift card. For every $50 in gift card purchase, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more, visit your local bakery cafe.
Legs from here to Yaya.
Yeah, from here to Yaya.
And you sing up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 6th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. You'll hear Peon mention them in just a couple of moments. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. And the joke will be brought to you by Amini's. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. There is no other store like Amini's. So Mark and Jason for the Playhouse, Amini's for the joke. Sit back, relax, as the old Greyhound bus commercials used to say, and leave the driving to us. You're in good hand. That's another commercial. First,
hey!
Let's see who's in the room. Why, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Yes, I would like to also say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, then that means it's a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house. He's not 100%. He's not firing on all cylinders, but I'm going to tell you something. This is the kind of man he is. He's here, okay? That says it all. He's not at home, not in bed, not being a baby, not at the... He is at work. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, except for this cold or head... How's it going?
Other than that, it's going great. And I want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Alyssa.
20.
20 today. And also, a longtime listener, Florissant Marv, is his birthday today.
It's Marv's birthday?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Marv.
How about that?
Marv has actually been listening to this show. He was listening before it even went on the air. He just sat with a nothing, just static, knowing someday the show would come on.
Waiting.
He was listening, before we went on. That's how long he's been. Happy birthday, Marv.
Wow.
And we need about 500,000 listeners just like you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And, you know, Rat Boy is just back from our station doctor. This radio station actually provides an in-house doctor. He's a gynecologist, Dr. Holchek, Dr. Harry Holchek. Mm. But he's also an MD, and he kind of looks at everybody. And Rat Boy, it's not like what you have, Dan. It's a chest thing.
Yeah.
And he just got back, and they finally were able to diagnose it. It's that Muttley character. Beyond, play that sound he makes. You know what I'm talking about? That.
Oh, I can't do
it. You can't do it now.
No, I can't
it's
do
a
it.
Wheezing kind of thing. And
Muttley goes...
That's it. And that's what Rat Boy's been doing. And they finally diagnosed it. It's called, what kind of wheeze is it?
Cheese.
Cheese wheeze.
Cheese.
Yeah, from eating too much cheese.
Oh.
And it kind of puts a phlegm in your chest.
That
and you have the
sense.
Cheese wheeze. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
There they are. Yeah.
Before we get to our sponsor, I want to say hi to Don. Don is a former FBI agent. He's a retired FBI agent, and he's discovered the show. And I think he likes it. I like it when, you know, FBI-type people like the show. You don't want them to not like it. And, you know, they know people.
Mm-hmm.
They can shut this thing down if they wanted to. Hey, it's all federal. FCC, FBI, they're all connected.
Yeah.
They could take us off the air. We're brought to you by Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. Peon mentions them every day, and for good reason. They're good long-time sponsors, and if you are changing jobs or maybe thinking about retiring, one of the greatest assets that you have is time. It's time. You only have so much of that every day, and you can't buy more time. You can't make more time. It runs out. Before you know it, you go, oh, my goodness, I wish I'd, you know, planned better. The longer you wait to start, the harder it is. So how do you plan? How about this? How about a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker? You start there. It's complimentary. You set it up. You go to their website. I'll give you that in a minute. You hear it every day. You probably know it. You set up a meeting. It won't cost you anything. There's no pressure, no obligation. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, and Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE, a full-service organization. And they specialize in a wide range of investment strategies. And when they take a look at your portfolio and what you're doing with your $25,000 or more, they will give you their, you know, opinion of whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. And I've heard from more than one, certainly many listeners who say they were surprised when they would tell them, hey, this is a smart thing you're doing. I would keep doing this. They don't want to change something if you're doing it right. So set up that meeting. It's up to you. MarkandJason.com is the website. From downtown St. Louis. Yeah, I was thinking of Mike Evans, who's not downtown, but Bill Cleveland is downtown. It's why these guys travel all over. You know, Mike is in Dallas, and he's in Florida, and then who knows where Bill is, but right now he's in downtown St. Louis. It is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free, it's easy to download, and easy to use. Please do that, will you? Laclede Cab, and now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Don't judge me. I'm playing a video game right now.
I would never judge
you. You are?
Well, so I've been waiting on hold for a little bit here, and I was on Google. And, you know, on Google, sometimes they put it's very clever. Sometimes they'll have little games or little just different things you can play or whatever. And they have one now. I guess it's on through the holiday. Even listen to the music of this. This is very, very happy, right? Happy holiday sounding.
Yeah.
And so you drop a like a little package falls out of the chute at the top, and then you have to use conveyor belts and springs and things to figure out a way to bounce the package into this little bucket that's off on the side. It's incredibly addicting. It sounds stupid, but it's a lot of fun.
What's the name of the game? What's the name of it?
It says it's Google Santa Tracker. So I don't know what the name of the game is. There's a bunch of different things that you can play, but I don't know how they come up with this stuff all the time.
I would think the name of the game is Google Santa Tracker.
Maybe that's it. That's what it says up at the top.
But, I'll check it out.
Sorry, it was a lot of fun. Well, the car carrying Fidel Castro's remains, this is fantastic, reportedly broke down and had to be pushed to the cemetery other day. And since it's in Cuba, newspapers there proclaim the event the greatest funeral ever. That's what they had to say.
Hey, who is Louise? You said, geez, Louise. What was that?
Geez, Louise. Did I say that? I usually
who is Louise?
I don't know who Louise. Never met her.
Red boy, miss, what do you think he was saying? Not
cheese.
No, it's cheese, not cheese. Cheese. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Speaking of food, though, there's a dating app that promises to pair up singles who love bacon. There's an app for everything. Now we've got one that will pair up people who love bacon. It's called Sizzle. You can check that out.
Yeah.
A little bit better than the original name, E-Hammony.
That's good. That should have been the closer.
Probably. And finally.
Now, see, this is going to seem weak after he hits you with that E. Hammony.
A little inspiration. Yeah. On an airline flight to South Africa, a man was bitten by a flesh-eating spider. This is not a joke.
I hate
bitten
that.
By a flesh-eating spider. On the bright side, the man said it was still the most positive experience he's ever had on Delta.
Oh, yeah. E. Hammony.
Yeah. Someday you'll learn.
Yeah.
Someday,
no,
we'll
I
tell
won't.
You, save the best for last.
E.
Hammony. Never learn. The Oak Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See you, bye.
Always like to get the bad news out of the way first. If you missed it earlier, some horrible, horrible sad news. Lost another rapper. Big Syke has passed away. 48, a history of obesity and heart issues. And I don't know about the rest of you, but my goodness, I could go on and on about Big Sykes rap music. My favorite, Be Yourself.
Yeah.
B-Y-O. So you guys agree?
Oh, heck
sure.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Big Syke.
Yeah.
McDonald's, I saw this a couple days ago, is testing in a couple of markets fresh ground beef. What are they thinking? What? Like, people would actually like fresh ground beef? That's a risky test. And, it just seems something funny about that to me, that they're going to test fresh ground beef. Of course fresh ground beef is going to be okay. And then I love this part, because I for years, have tried to tell my wife that so much of this crap that we hear is just not true. Like, butter is horrible for you. And I'll ask all of you, how often now do you even hear the word margarine? Almost never.
Oh, no, that's the worst
that's,
now.
That's not good for you.
Yeah. But remember when it was the answer. And butter, my goodness, clog your arteries. And you never hear, here's a word that'll take you back, oleo.
Oh, my
word?
Goodness, yes. Yeah.
So now, in addition to fresh ground beef, McDonald's says, you know what, we're going to put real butter in stuff because that margarine is not good for you. So there you go. I was right all along once again. I was right. I pulled a Dan Strauss on vacation, and it didn't work.
Uh-oh.
Some things you have to leave to the masters like Dan. Now, to set this up, we were on one of our trips, and it was, I believe, Jamaica, when Dan kept yelling out Uranus.
Oh, yes.
And we were laughing so hard. It's the way he did it. So we're on this vacation last week in Mexico, and all resorts, especially the all-inclusive resorts, they have a show. They have a stage and a place where every night there's a show, and most of the shows are horrible. They are. They're just terrible. and they almost always have one night where somebody's a Michael Jackson impersonator. You know, they're just terrible. So on this particular night, they introduce a group, and they're in black full body suits, but the front is bones, like a skeleton, and when you turn out the lights and hit them with black lights, it looks like bones. The black disappears, and you're looking at these black light to bones. I yell out, "Black lights matter." And I needed Dan there to laugh like he just did, because stone cold silence. Nothing. And I realized Dan should have done it.
Oh.
Because if Dan had done it, it would have been funny. Black lights matter. I thought it was funny. Apparently nobody else did. Now, the other thing I discovered on vacation is, and I didn't know this, and it's a big deal apparently, and Archie, when I say this, I'm sure Archie's already discovered it. That's Peon's son. These little kids, 2 years old, 2.5, they know how to not only look at an iPad or a phone, they know how to reach up and swipe.
They know.
And so my grandson is in our room, and I have an iPad Pro. So it's a big guy. He loves that thing because it's so big. And he says to me that he wants to watch, and I can't understand what he's saying. He's saying, "Pow, blah, blah." It's Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol is apparently huge with these little kids. And it's an animated cartoon. It's a bunch of dogs.
Right.
And they're like superheroes. They come and save the day like Mighty Mouse. Oh, call in the Paw Patrol. It's pretty cute. And the other one, and tell me if Archie has seen this, is the Play-Doh claymation things.
No.
Oh, no. You got to pull this up for him. It's claymation like Mr. Bill. Oh, Mr. Bill. You know, it's old, crude sort of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with Burl Ives type claymation, but it's done with Play-Doh. So just YouTube Play-Doh claymation. And I'm telling you, Archie will be mesmerized by this. So those are the two hot things with some of the little kids now. Is
the last... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Paw Patrol. Yeah,
he's seen that one. Paw Patrol. That one's on, I think, one of the Disney channels. But the last couple days, it's been because it was on. They've started. It used to be, I think, a channel ABC Family or one of the. There used to be a channel ABC Family. I don't know if it.
Yeah, now it's Freeform.
Yeah, it's Freeform now, and they do starting December. They pretty much do Christmas movies all month long, and Polar Express was on the other night, so I recorded that. So the last couple of days, because Archie is obsessed with trains, so seeing that movie, I had never seen it before.
Is he getting a train for Christmas?
I believe so. I believe that's on the list.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Now, either one of you guys know the difference between what's this, some scale? What's it called? Like H-O?
Yes, we went to the train show in Collinsville last weekend, or 2 weekends ago.
What's
there's N scale, there's Z scale. It's just the size. And some of these are like the length of your finger. The engine is a little bitty,
yeah.
Yeah, those are Z-scale, I think. And, you know, they line, like, you know, 12 cars up, you know, behind the engine.
But does the engine actually pull?
Yeah, no, it's they're all electrical. I mean, they're all mechanical. They all run. But I had never seen that tiny of a train set before. Those are Z-scale. Apparently going to that convention, because I thought it would be mostly for – that thing is built for – older men.
I think absolutely.
Because I thought, you know, a train show, that's for kids. No, this is an adult thing.
No, I've known guys. I went to a guy's basement years ago. His entire, half of his basement, and it took him years to put, it was a town.
Oh, you would not believe the price.
I mean, cars and ding, 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 red lights and stuff.
Seeing some of the prices for just like one oil tanker car. Yeah, was like 40. I mean, the amount of money these guys invest in, and was looking at those city sets, those are amazing to watch.
And I don't get it. Even as a kid, it didn't do anything for me.
There was a couple that built like these sets that, you know, a lot of that stuff moves, and, you know, the people will, lights up. They had a tornado city scene.
Oh, my God.
Where they had like a big cotton cloud they built.
Oh.
And, it had a thing inside it where the funnel would drop down.
Wow.
And, it, you know, in their little town, they had...
Knock little buildings down.
Yeah, it was all, you know, trailers all splintered on the ground.
What does that have to do with the train?
It was part of the cityscape. It was the train goes by. You know, it's all these different sections where it's parts of the city.
Oh, that's wow. That's a big part of it. I had a friend of mine that was from England. His whole basement was full of
trees and buildings and little
and
cars, miniature cars.
Well,
and,
when I was a kid, it was model cars. Testor's glue. Remember that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
T-E-S-T-O-R-S.
Yeah.
And little paint brushes and different paints. And what was the big brand name for the paint? There was another.
Oh,
big...
I don't remember because it was in those little tiny.
Yes.
Like,
jars,
square
glass jars.
Yeah,
that was a big deal. And you put the little antenna on the car. I mean, it was a big. And you have a collection of them. I'm glad that stuff's still around. I'm glad kids could still play with trains. Now, I'm gonna get to the joke real quickly here, but no, I have to do it now. I'll save my comment about women and skimpy swimsuits for later. See, that'll keep them listening. I would maybe have to do that tomorrow. I have to talk to you about Amini's. Now we're talking about Christmas and fun things. I can't think of a better store than Amini's. And you say, well, a pinball machine, an arcade game, it's a lot more expensive than a little train set. Yes, it is. But get this. You have a pool table, pinball machine, arcade game in your basement. Your entire family, from children to grandparents, they're going to spend hours and hours. It's great quality family time together, and everybody. And you don't have to have any skill. It doesn't matter if you have a high pinball score. It's just the lights and the flippers, and it's just fun, like a pool table. I'm not a good pool player, but it's a great way. When people are together to just spend some quality time, and it's fun. And they have all that stuff at Amini's. Now, they have some things that couldn't be considered fun, more of a necessity, I guess, for your house. Mirrors and accent pieces and furniture, but not just any furniture. The finest furniture made in the world. This is for people who are tired of buying mediocre stuff and want the best of the best. That's what they sell at Amini's. Please go into Amini's if you've never been in Chesterfield Valley. Tell them your AM and the PM and have a great time looking around. Let your kids, if they're with you, play. They're on free play. They want them to play pinball and arcade games. Copper Top, right in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, AMINIS, Amini's.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
I have to do a quick version of this joke. I've done it, and I've taken longer, but we don't have a lot of time, so we'll give you an abbreviated version. Don't worry, same payoff. And it's a guy who has a drinking problem. And his wife is kind of fed up with it, and... One night, oh, by the way, Claude, this is for you. You asked for it. I think it's been long enough, so I'm happy to tell it again. He comes home about 2 o'clock in the morning, and she says, you know, that's it. I thought we had a deal where you'd be home by midnight. He said, honey, now listen to me. When you find out where I was, you're gonna not be mad, because who could walk away from a place like I just discovered? She said, what are you talking about? He says, I'm talking about the Gold Bar. The Gold Bar. She said, I've never heard of it. He said, well, that's because it just opened. They just opened a brand new and have the grand opening. And I didn't want to be rude and leave. She says, really? Really? And what's the big deal with the Gold Bar? He says, everything is gold. His silverware is gold. Foot rail on the bar is solid gold. Doorknobs are gold. Everything is gold. Even the toilet bowl is gold. She goes, oh, come on. What do you think? I'm stupid. He says, here. He takes out some matches, and it's got the Gold Bar and the number. So she calls. She says, all right, I'm going to find out. If you're full of crap, and I think you are, we're done. She calls, and the guy answers, Gold Bar. She says, oh, there really is a Gold Bar. He says, yes, ma'am, how can I help you? She said, well, my husband came home pretty lit up, been drinking, and he's trying to get me to believe that you have everything's in gold. He says, like, your bar stool, the pole is gold. He said, yeah, solid gold. She said, he says, your silverware is not silver. He says, it's 18-karat gold. She said, now, he's trying to tell me that even your doorknob, he says, they're gold, too. Solid gold. That's why we're called the Gold Bar. She said, oh. Well, now, he must be exaggerating a little bit. He's drunk. Like he says your toilet bowls are solid gold. He says, what? See, my husband says your toilet bowls are solid gold. He said, ma'am, hang on a second.
Hey, Fred, I think we found the guy who pooped in your tuba.
All right, time to get a check on traffic. Airborne, it's Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, it's heavy out there this afternoon. Eastbound at 270 up in North County, 370 up through the Interbelt. Westbound 64, you're on the brake. Stop to go Grand through McCall's, and then again McKnight to 270. Eastbound 64, heavy between Ballas and Big Bend. Southbound 170, you're on the brakes north of Page through Highway 64. In the middle of that, right at Page, blocking the left lane, you've got an incident there. Police are on the scene. Northbound 170 is heavy between Olive and the Rock Road. The work zone causing pits there for you. Southbound 270, stop and go Page through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 64 is heavy. Compton through the Poplar. Southbound 141 this afternoon, stop and go Big Bend through 44. Manchester westbound, very heavy. West, just west of Highway 270, out past 141. And eastbound Highway 64 on the Illinois side of the river, it's a slow stretch between Highway 70 and 25th Street. This update is brought to you by Account Temps. Do you know what you should be making? Find out at accounttemps.com/salarycenter. Your source for accounting and finance salary information. Account Temps, they are a Robert Half company. Frank Ladd, KTRS, Vincent Mortgage, Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hi, this is Farmer Dave. For my family and all the cows and the skunks out in Skunk Hollow, we want to wish your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care. .com.
Hey, Emily, do you know what you're getting Tyler this year?
I'm so stuck on what to get my husband.
I do. Cardinals tickets.
Cardinals tickets? The season doesn't even start until April.
I know, but tickets for 2017 are already on sale.
Really?
Yeah. You can guarantee your seats to 2017's best promotions and giveaway dates in a Cardinals ticket pack. They start at just $79, and there are so many to choose from.
Really? We love Cardinals baseball, and going to games are always our favorite date nights. What kind of ticket packs are there to choose from?
Ladies, there are 5 and 10 game packs featuring the top promotions and giveaways of the upcoming 2017 season, like the popular 10 game opening day pack. Or there are several 5 game packs to choose from, like the bobblehead pack, Cubs pack, ring pack, and so many more.
Wow, that sounds really perfect. When can I buy it?
Right now. They're on sale at cardinals.com/holiday.
Give the gift of Cardinals baseball with 5 and 10 game ticket packs on sale now at cardinals.com/holiday.
This holiday season, if you're looking to give that special client, friend, or family member a gift they won't forget, then how about a gift card from Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market? Annie Guns St. Louis Magazine Restaurant of the Year continues to deliver irresistible cuisine served by the dedicated and knowledgeable staff in a comfortable and inviting setting. The Smokehouse Market, where you can pick up foods and wines inspired by the richness of country life, offers succulent steaks, pork chops, baby back ribs, and an array of imported and domestic cheeses, mustards, olive oils, sauces, pastas, or farm fresh produce. So make this holiday season one to remember with a gift card from Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Stop in or go to annieguns.com. Everyone at Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Hey, Ed Brock here with Johnny Brock's Dungeon. I know you're thinking, Halloween is over. What the heck does Johnny Brock's have going on now? Let me tell you, it looks like we've been hit by Santa-nado. That's right, the dungeon is exploding with Christmas and holiday wearables. We have Santa and Mrs. Claus outfits and accessories, elf costumes, including Buddy the Elf, sexy Santa helpers and not-so-sexy Santa helpers. We have festive sport jackets and suits, nativity scene costumes, Christmas caroler accessories, hats galore, and oh yeah, can you say ugly? We have aisles and aisles of ugly sweaters, from sassy, cute, and fun to downright just wrong. We are your source for ugly sweaters. Heck, we even have ugly sweaters for your wine and beer bottles. So if you're gearing up for Christmas cheer and holiday shenanigans, stop in and see us first. Locally world-famous Johnny Brock's Dungeon on the edge of Soulard at I-44 and Jefferson. Open year-round. Johnny Brock's Dungeon.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
If you're looking for the perfect meeting location for friends, family, and colleagues this holiday season, it's Westport Plaza. You can enjoy free carriage rides from 6:30 to 9:30 every Saturday in December except on Christmas Eve. Make your plans now for New Year's Eve and enjoy carriage rides along with a spectacular fireworks display at 6 p.m. Make your dinner, entertainment, and hotel reservations at Westport Plaza now before it's too late. Visit WestportPlazaSTL.com for details. That's WestportSTL.com.
Experience entertainment unlike any other on the Strip at the Foundry inside SLS Las Vegas. The intimate live music venue features talent of the highest caliber. Upcoming acts visiting the Foundry include the first ever residency with comedic icons John Lovitz and Dana Carvey, kicking off January 6th and 7th. To purchase tickets, visit foundrylv.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
You heard it. At the holiday party, a cough, a big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
To be jolly.
The Big 550 is celebrating the 12 days of Christmas our way by giving the gifts to you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for that day's $250 gift card from one of our sponsors, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And John Carney will announce the winner the next weekday. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from C.R. Frank Popcorn.
Merry Christmas!
From C.R. Frank Popcorn, Bishop's Post, Johnny Brock's, Westport Plaza, TJ's Pizza, Oric, Yinzer Family Dental, and the Big 550, KTRS.
Merry Christmas!
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
That could be the worst Santa Claus I've ever heard. Oh, is my mic on?
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to have about two more weeks of listening to that one.
It is time to go not to the Coachella Valley in Southern California, but to Dallas, Texas. Mark Chestnut had a song called, it was, going through the Big D, don't mean Dallas, a divorce song. He actually is in the Big D, and he does mean Dallas. He's Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door neighbors, right next to each other in Chesterfield Valley, east of everything else. Gift cards, always a good idea. Here is Mike Evans. Give me a dip. Running a little bit late today. Sorry about that. How you doing?
Having a little vino.
Yeah, that's something different.
Yeah. How's everything going?
Let me check. How's everything going?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, great.
Cold?
Yeah, a little chilly.
Oh, not that cold. 14, I think, 19. Couple nights this week. Not that bad.
Are you kidding me?
No. No. Dropping down to about 14, I think, by Thursday night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your pop quiz question, name the name of the star whose middle name is not Marie. Three of these four ladies' middle name is Marie. Which lady's middle name is not Marie? And if you have a brain in your head, you should be able to figure it out.
Wow.
Carrie Underwood. Ivanka Trump. Angelina Jolie. Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan. I just got a couple of love stories I wanted to share with you. The first one's kind of goofy because it involves Kim Kardashian and Kanye. They have been fighting, not getting along at all for the last few months. In fact, it was a huge argument that threw Kanye over the edge and got him break down and into the hospital. And as much as I don't like Kim, kudos to her and for sticking by him, going to the hospital, foregoing Thanksgiving with her family, spending a couple of nights at the hospital with Kanye. So I really think that's nice. However,
and there's always a however in life.
It won't be married a year from now. That's you stick a fork.
It's all for show.
And I was thinking about love stories, and this is really one of my favorite. I mean, you talk about admirable.
Is this about me and my wife?
He asked if it was about you and him.
Oh, honey. See what he did? Acting like he's got my wife there. Oh, wait, that's my idea. That's all right.
This story, I've always loved it. I've always been moved by the story about the former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who was married 53 years. Her husband got full-blown Alzheimer's and had to be put into a special care home. She stepped down from the Supreme Court to take care of him, but then just 3 weeks after he was put into this care center, he didn't even know who she was. And then he fell in love with one of the other patients, a lady with Alzheimer's.
Uh-oh.
And they were like teenagers, and they wanted to get married. And Sandra Day O'Connor actually divorced them so they could get married. I mean, how sad is that? I mean, married 50 years, you see him go into Alzheimer's, then he doesn't even know who she is, and he falls in love with an Alzheimer's patient within a month and wants to marry her, and she gets a divorce, they get married, and she's off by herself.
Or he faked Alzheimer's to have a girlfriend.
Don't ruin this beautiful story.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just telling you.
You've given me an idea. I'm going to fake Alzheimer's.
There
he goes.
That's nice.
You would think, I mean, I don't know what you could do, though. You can't restrict people that have Alzheimer's, I guess, from getting divorces and marriages and things like that. But it does seem kind of...
They let them get married.
Because they wouldn't do that under normal circumstances.
I wonder, did she attend the wedding of the guy who's really still her husband? I guess she did.
53 years they were married.
Wow.
Politics... See, I'm bringing heartwarming stories to the broadcast, homie.
You sure are.
You know why?
Because you're that kind of man.
That's right. Politics, there's a rumor that Shaquille O'Neal could get an ambassadorship from President-elect Donald Trump. Actually, he's a pretty smart guy. I think he'd be interesting. I know it's been denied, but I hear that Michelle Obama would really like to run for president.
No comment.
Thank you. Date in history, death on this date, 1996, the best NFL commissioner, Pete Rozelle. 1989, Aunt Bee!
That's actually not a bad Aunt B. Yeah.
Thank you. Frances Barbier passed away on this date. When they found her, she hadn't been seen for several days. Police went to her house in North Carolina. From the floors to the ceiling, she was a hoarder, had 14 cats living there. A lot of them had not been outside to poop, so they had pooped throughout the house. And the house, it was just a total filthy, disgusting mess.
Wow.
Total hoarder. And Andy Griffith later said that she was the meanest, most impossible person to deal with that he had ever met in his life.
And wow. She didn't say very nice things about him.
No, never married, never had any children.
Andy! Now, Opie, you go up and wash your hands.
And finally...
No, I got one more.
No, you don't.
Okay, I'm taking the high road. I'm gonna be the professional
Even though
I'm treated like
more time for
Chinola.
Wine. More time for wine, and finally.
And finally.
See, it'll still be good tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow.
No, the bit will still be good. Mm-hmm. You save it for tomorrow.
Okay, who of these four women is the middle name is not Marie, Ivanka Trump, Carrie Underwood, Angelina Jolie, Jessica Alba?
Yeah, I'll try Ivanka.
Jessica Alba.
Angelina.
These are these women's full names. Carrie Marie Underwood. Jessica Marie Alba. Ivanka Marie Trump.
Oh, I got it.
Angelina Jolie Voigt. Her middle name is Jolie.
Got it.
Last name is Voigt.
Oh.
Hey, McEvans and Holland and Tilly and Downstairs.
You know, out there somewhere, there are young people thinking about getting in broadcasting, wondering, what does it take? You know, what do I need? Yeah. What kind of personality? There it is right there. That's what you need to make it in broadcasting. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, two fantastic places right next door to each other on the east end of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And they sell thousands of gift cards every year, not just this time of year, but this is the time of year where, well... It's a good idea for anybody. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. Also in Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley. Valley so low, hang head over, hear that wind blow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Is the headquarters for First Community Credit Union. I do all my banking there. I have a debit card from there. I have a charge card. I have a checking account. I don't write checks. I haven't written a check in years and years and years. Every once in a while, my wife will still write a check to somebody, usually for shoes or a purse. But they have all the banking services you need from anybody. But in addition to that, I think you'll find the service and the rates and everything about it is just a notch above everybody else, because they're not owned by a bunch of, a bunch of owners. They're owned by us, the members, the customers, the people who bank there. We own First Community Credit Union. You can't sell your share. Sorry about that. But it is a great place to bank, and I hope you'll discover that that is true. And the way you're going to do that is you move all your banking business from wherever it is to First Community. We'd appreciate that. Please tell them you're AM and the PM, and don't forget they sponsor the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. FirstCommunity.com.
Meep, meep.
All right, let's get a Friday check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. You continue to thin out headed towards the Poplar eastbound on Highway 64. Westbound 64 still seeing delays between Boyle and McCaws. And then again, make your way west to McKnight out towards Ballas. Eastbound 64 is still heavy. East of 270 in towards Big Bend. Northbound 170 going to hit the brakes up to the Rock Road from Olive. Southbound 170 still seeing delays from north of Page through Highway 64. You've got an incident on the left shoulder and in the left lane right on the Page overpass. Southbound 270 still seeing heavy pockets from Page through Doherty Ferry, and then again south of 44 from about Graboid to Tesson Ferry. This update is brought to you by Account Temps. Do you know what you should be making? Find out at accounttemps.com/salarycenter, your source for accounting and finance salary information. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company. Frank Ledd, KTRS, Vincent Mortgage, Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Huer. On Tuesday night, we have Mizzou Hoops for you with the pregame at 6:30 and 7 o'clock with the tip with Miami of Ohio in town to take on the Tigers. Following the game, we take you all the way up until 10 o'clock.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Anna and Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. If you're looking for the perfect gift for that special person in your life, look no further. Give the gift of healthy eating. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating gift certificates make the perfect gift for friends, family, and coworkers, starting at just $25. Give an entire week of healthy, delicious meals delivered to their door. Order your gift certificate today. Call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or go to seattlesutton.com.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new conference tables and chairs, laptops and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A racially charged Instagram post here at Lafayette High School against St. Louis City transfer students have been feeling less than welcomed at the school, what the superintendent and parents are saying.
Last night's armed robbery here in the Central West End strikes Missouri's incoming First Lady close to home. Reaction from the governor-elect and neighborhood residents.
An update on a robbery at a Denny's that left a 60-year-old woman shot in the chest. We'll tell you who St. Louis County Police are looking for.
You can kind of feel winter taking over across the St. Louis area, but this is not the cold stuff yet. We're also watching a little batch of light snow and snow flurries.
But first on Fox, a Lafayette High School student's Instagram post is raising